Advocates say the job market is pretty bleak for people with disabilities who are looking for work. In July, the labor force participation rate for people with disabilities was just under 21%, compared to 69% for those who are able-bodied. Those numbers are from the U.S. Department of Labor. So why is this? Well, joining us now is Helena Berger, president of the American Association of People with Disabilities. And Helena, the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed 27 years ago, and job numbers for those with disabilities have remained pretty stagnant, though. I mean, isn't the ADA supposed to provide accommodations for people with disabilities?
Right. It's, you know, Title I of the ADA is the non-discrimination piece as far as it pertains to hiring people with disabilities, which includes accommodations. But I think one of the main reasons we still see a very high unemployment rate for people with disabilities is the attitudinal barriers. You know, again, ADA is an incredible civil rights law for people with disabilities, but it doesn't legislate attitude. So if you have this conscious or unconscious bias about people with disabilities, if you think, you know, they may be more sick, or if it doesn't work out, I may get sued, or the accommodations may be too expensive. There are also, you know, stigmas attached to certain disabilities. For example, you know, a higher rate of unemployment if you have a psychiatric disability, if you have an intellectual disability. So I think, you know, that's a big barrier.
Mm-hmm. Well, your organization actually puts out what's called the Disability Equality Index every year, a survey by the U.S. Business Leadership Network. Can you tell us about that and what you look for and what the big takeaway was from this latest survey?
Sure. So we initiated it in 2013. We had a pilot project in 2014. Since that time, we've seen about 130% increase in companies taking the index. As a matter of fact, this year we saw a 32% increase compared to last year. And basically what it is, it's a transparent, objective benchmarking tool for primarily Fortune 500, 1,000 companies. We look at culture and governance. We look at employment practices, hiring practices, accessibility, as well as how external facing they are with their customers. So, yes, and it's a gauge to figure out how well they're doing in all of those areas from, again, from hiring to retention to promotion. You know, are there people with disabilities in executive management? Are there people with disabilities on the board? And I think one of the things that makes this tool really unique is that we have an advisory committee, and this advisory committee is comprised of both people from the disability community and business community. So it's a really very fair and very thoughtful and balanced approach to looking at this. Mm.
So I've got to ask you, you mentioned earlier that, yes, the Americans with Disabilities Act was a landmark civil rights legislation. But really, one of the reasons why we wanted to talk to you today is because you're also making the argument that hiring people with disabilities isn't just a civil rights issue, but it could actually be a potential economic boon for a business, right? And so why is that? What evidence do you have of that?
Well, I think what we see is certainly that from a business perspective, we see a large baby boom population that's going to be retiring. So there's no doubt that companies are going to have a void. And we also know that there's a very large pool of really talented people with disabilities that are just waiting to get employed. So I think you can fill that void. You can start creating a pipeline of folks. You can do that directly through hiring or, you know, more internships, more fellowships. So clearly from that standpoint, again, a very talented pool of people with disabilities. If you talk to businesses, they also say that people with disabilities are very creative, are very innovative. I think, you know, a lot of times people with disabilities, because of some of the challenges or barriers they may face on a regular basis, they figure out, hey, how can I overcome that? And they take that creativity and innovation and they bring it to the workplace.
Huh. Well, I am curious, though, because earlier you talked about how one of the biggest barriers right now are the unconscious biases that might keep employers from hiring people with disabilities. I mean, that's a really tough nut to crack, obviously. So, I mean, how would you suggest that businesses do that?
I think, you know, you have to start hiring. you know, interacting and working with people with disabilities, because the only way to break down that barrier is once you start that interaction. I mean, we've seen it happen in other communities. You know, we see it in the LGBT community, how so many of those barriers have been broken down. And I think it's true in the disability community. It starts by hiring that first person, and you realize whatever fear, whatever stigma, with you know, whatever stereotype, you know, it will be erased if you have that interaction, you know. And I think if you start instituting more programs where you start bringing people in maybe through internships, in my opinion, that's the best way to break down that barrier. I also think because companies are making a bigger effort around disability inclusion in the workplace, I think competition will help. You know, if you're, let's just say, in the banking industry and your competitors are hiring people with disabilities and they're telling you, you know, my workforce is better because of it, my business is better because of it, my bottom line is better because of it, you know, I think you're going to listen and those positive stories will go a long way.
Yeah. Well, Helena Berger is president of the American Association of People with Disabilities. Helena, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.